Spice up your life with me, Health Chef Julia, as I set out on the journey of what is healthy. In each episode, we'll explore the different meanings of healthy. For some, healthy means indulging in something decadent and delicious. For others, it's a mental health day and a good workout. There's more to health than just food. It's about living well, enjoying your life, and having fun. Haven't you heard? Redheads do it best. Come with me and we'll find out just what healthy is.
Welcome to a new episode of What is Healthy, a podcast where we share every hack to get a healthier and more sustainable lifestyle. I'm Chef Julia, and today we'll be talking to Ariella Trettman. Thank you so much for being on today. I love you, and I'm so happy that we got to finally do this.
I'm so excited that I'm finally here. Thank you for having me.
Are you still in Mexico?
No, I am actually in Florida right now.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah.
I escaped the New Year winter, and it's been great.
Will you please introduce yourself to the audience? Tell them all about One Hungry Baker, because it's ASMR on crack.
So my name is Ariella. I was born in Mexico City, and I've always wanted to be a chef. Ever since I was little, I said, I want to be a chef. I don't know if it was because all my friends said that they wanted to be fashion models and designers, and I was like, no, that's boring. I want to be a chef. But I ended up doing it. I was a disaster in the kitchen. So I don't even know how I was accepted into the Culinary Institute of America, because I burned box brownies multiple times.
And for people that don't know this, going to CIA is like badass. That's like Harvard of culinary.
Yeah. And my family kept saying like, Ariella, but you don't bake. We've never seen you in the kitchen. And I said, well, yeah, that's the point. Isn't going to college to learn something that I don't know how to do? Like, why would I go to learn something I do know how to do? So, and anyways, I ended up going. It was nothing like I expected. I felt like I was in a reality TV show all the time there, because the classes were, there was huge windows. People would walk by with tours all the time. And
oh yeah, that's how it was at ICE too.
Yeah. And then I don't know if you, I'm sure you have the same thing, but your tests were like, make a 3-layer cake and decorate it. You have 4 hours, and you'd be like, okay, let's do it. Like, and you would like pep talk yourself in your head.
Mine wasn't like that, because I did not go to a baking program. Mine was like, make a vegan, you know, lentil, whatever.
Oh my God, that's even harder. I don't even know how you did that. I had instructions, because I was able to like write them down the night before, and I still would mess up. I remember this perfectly. One time we had to make like a mousse cake, which is funny because that's pretty much what I do now with One Hungry Baker. And I'll go into that in a second, but we had to make a mousse cake, and they require for you to put gelatin in them so they can be stable. And once they brought back all the trays, there was one cake that was melted. It was just like on the tray. And I was like, what an idiot. And that was my cake. It was my cake.
It was yours.
I cannot believe it. I was like, wait, that was me. I did that.
This is why I don't bake. It's too stressful.
It is. It's like science. It really is like science, but
it is. You have to be very particular.
Mm-hmm. But lesson learned, I will never forget to put gelatin in a mousse cake ever again, ever. So yeah, after that, I just decided that I wanted the experience of working in a Michelin star kitchen, which a lot of people want after being in like culinary school and all these things. So I moved to New York City, where I worked in Gramercy Tavern for 2 years. And it was great, but it was such hard work. It was very much like boom, 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 which I'm sure you know, because you've worked in restaurants as well. So it's like being in a kitchen like that is.
But as a in the bakery department, don't you have to go in very early or stay like do like late shifts?
No. You have to stay very late, since like dessert is the last thing that goes out. Some nights I would be there until 2 a.m. and until the last table ordered dessert, we were there, which was actually really fun, because we like ended up having our own little family. And you know what it's like to be working in a kitchen with all these people. You spend so much time and you end up having like a lot of fun. So yeah, so I have some great 2 a.m. memories, just waiting for one table to order dessert, and then they don't end up ordering dessert. And you're so mad because you're like, I could have been home 2 hours ago.
You could have gone home.
Yeah. But yeah, kind of working in that environment and seeing all of that is what led me to create One Hungry Baker, because I saw that a lot of people desired and really liked making fancy things or eating fancy things at home. So yeah, I wanted to be creative, and I've always loved art. So I'm like, let's combine the two things that I really like, art and food, and make it into something that people can enjoy to make, but also enjoy to eat. And that's where this was kind of like born out of that.
I love it. I think it's such a good idea. I mean, even when, so like, how long ago was it that, right before pandemic, I guess, and I ordered all of those cakes for that birthday party. So I ordered mini galaxy cakes. You guys have to go to our Instagram. The parents pushed the kids out of the way so that they could glaze their own cakes. Like, it was vicious. Everybody had so much fun. I had to like calm them down. They started glazing like cookies. They started glazing anything they could find.
That's so funny. We forget that we just really like to do things with our hands and be active and be creative. So when someone gives you the opportunity to do that, people usually go right ahead and do it, even if you have to kick your son out of the way, which you shouldn't, by the way.
Exactly. So I started this podcast because I realized that people don't have different relationship to the word healthy, different ideas of what healthy is. And I thought it'd be interesting to like talk to people in all different realms of food and lifestyle and how they stay healthy, or what even the word healthy means to them and how they balance it. So I kind of want to know what does healthy mean to you as like a pastry chef that's surrounded by sweets constantly?
I think especially for a pastry chef who's surrounded by sweets all the time, it's important to keep yourself in check and keep a balance in that, because if not, you could just be consuming all these things that are not necessarily good for your diet if consumed every day. So everything what I do, for example, is I will always try it, but I will only have half of it or one bite to see what it tastes like, the consistency. And also because, you know, who can resist one bite of something that looks so delicious? But I will never finish the whole thing because I do this all the time. So an advice that I always give people is everything in moderation. Like, yes, you're allowed to have the cake. Just don't finish it. Just, you know, share or split it into 3 days. You have this large or this one slice, split it into 2 days. Eat some today, eat some tomorrow. And that way you can enjoy it. And also you don't feel guilty afterwards, because a lot of people will like, why did I just do that? And that's the worst feeling, because this is supposed to be like something you like.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I think food should be enjoyed and as a treat, not as something to make you feel guilty later.
Exactly. So if you are okay with eating half of it and then you will be fine, then you just got both. You don't feel guilty. You got your dessert, and then the rest will be in tomorrow, or someone in your household will eat the other half.
I like where your head's at. I love the videos. I love the videos that you post on your story of your grandpa and your like everyone taste testing, your brother DMing you being like, save some for me.
Yeah, they it's like their greatest gift that I'm here. Mm-hmm. Although I do live with my boyfriend, and he gained 9 pounds in 3 months. So he's like, Ariela, no more. I cannot do this. My doctor told me this is bad for my heart. But yeah, what would happen is that I would just have, like I said, one bite of it to try it. And then the rest, he would be like, oh, it's here. Uh-huh. And that's what's bad, people. That's what you should not do. You should just always check yourself and do it in moderation.
I love it. Okay, so I can't stand baking. We've talked about this. Like, I literally can bake one thing and it's 4 ingredients and you put it all together and then you bake it. And that's like, ooh, I baked. And I like, it only sounds fancy because it's like gluten-free and, you know, almond flour, but that's literally the only thing that I can bake. So I don't even understand why you have to mix the wet separate and the dry separate. Like, I just want it to all go into one thing, But like, is there a do you have a process that you in the baking process, is there one step that you're like, this is the best part of baking?
So yeah, I agree with you. Baking is a pain in the ass, even for bakers. There is so many room for error that you just half of the time, I'm like, listen, cake, come on. We're the same team to do this. Like, let's do this. Come on. And then every time I put it in the oven, I'm like, please, please just bake beautifully. Because it's completely out of your control. And the amount of times that I have done things that are a disaster is endless. But I think that's part of it. It's part of like the trial and error learning. And a lot of the times, if it comes out bad, it's like a creativity thing that comes out of that. You need to figure it out and like make it look good or make it taste good or turn it into something different. So I can tell you the same thing about cooking. I know the basics. Listen, I'm from Mexico. 99% of my dinners are quesadillas, which is tortilla, cheese, tortilla, and avocado on top. So I'm good with that. And what freaks me out the most is you're the guys that are like, salt to taste. To taste what? That 1 ounce? Is it 7 ounces? Tell me. To taste what? It's like carrots. How many? Until it looks good. No.
See, that's how I cook. I can't understand like 1 1/4 ounce and 17 grams. I'm like, how much is grams are there again? And like, I'm like Googling, Alexaing, and I'm like, I can't do this. And then with baking, there's like 70,000 bowls to wash, whereas cooking, like one pot.
So this is why we make a great team. You cook, I'll bring dessert. So I think it's also a personality thing, don't you think, maybe?
Absolutely. Like, you are a baker and I am not. Like, I see it in like our vibe.
And you're a chef and you can just be like, yeah, give me a pot. I'll make you, chili out of this. And it's like, how would you do that? I need a 4-page instruction right now to need to know how to do that. Brine, what is brine required? Like,
where I would totally just like pull it out of my ass and be like, I think this works.
Yeah, exactly. And I would be panicking on the inside, like Googling, no, how much is to taste? How many ounces are to taste?
Is there a pastry chef that you like admire the most?
I think what Fanny Gerson has done, she's a Mexican pastry chef. She's the owner of La New Yorkina in New York. Maybe you've heard of them. Well, they had a few locations. I think they unfortunately just had to close due to the pandemic, but she still sells. She makes, she has like an ice cream and a popsicle store, the frozen ones. They're very traditional Mexican ice cream flavors and popsicles. And she brought them to the US. So, living in New York, if I wanted a piece of home, I would always go there and order like the mango popsicle with tajin. And tajin is like a chili powder. Yeah. And they would put it on top of your popsicle. And then you could just, she's like an inspiration because she's kind of like walk the steps that I'm trying to follow in a way. Having moved from Mexico to the US and started her own thing. And if you don't know her, you should look her up, Fanny Gerson.
Okay, we will tag her. I love this. So I always stalk you. We stalk each other on Instagram. But I love how you changed the concept of how you wanted to originally make your cakes. And I want you to explain the package and the DIY kits that you've created, because I think it's so amazing. And I want one and I will order one.
Soon there's a collaboration coming or a live video or something. We're going to do something. We promise. Maybe we can do they're healthy. Honestly, they really are. They're super healthy. They're dark chocolate, which I consider it a healthy dessert always. And I, the gelatin I use, I today found out that it's a great source of collagen. It's like the fanciest one I could have ever possibly bought. So you're getting a good source of collagen from this.
Packed with antioxidants and nutrients.
Yeah, but originally what I was doing is I was making large size ones. They were between 6 and 8 inches. And I was making them.
That's how I first met you, at a party.
Yeah, that's how we met, actually. Yeah, at a party.
Yes, at a party. What was what is his name? It's Nila's friend. Scott. Yes, it was Scott's apartment. And she made this ridiculous cake, and then I started fangirling. So continue.
And then we like started talking. It's like, oh, you're a chef. Oh, I'm a chef too. And then we just became, it was like instant friendship at a dinner party. I miss those days. Hopefully we can start having those sooner again. But yeah, so I was making those cakes in New York City, selling them to people. They could come pick them up and then they would take them to dinner parties, to birthdays, to friends, to whoever they wanted. And then the pandemic started. So obviously we couldn't do that. You know, I was like, there's no way I'm going to be making cakes and having people come over to pick them up because it's not safe for anyone. And I started thinking, well, I could make them smaller and ship people all the ingredients so that they can do it at home, which actually makes it a lot more exciting because you're doing it. There's something about the fact that you are the one making it. You feel really proud at the end. And people from seeing the videos always said, you know, like, oh, I want to do that. Oh, I want to do that. Well, now is your chance to, you're doing it. And they can get as creative as they want as possible. So that's where the idea came out of. So I like tested so many different recipes until I finally like nailed it all down and got all the ingredients ready. And I like started packaging in this little box and I sent them all over the US to friends that live like in California and one, you know, like everywhere, Ohio, like to see if the kit would arrive nice, how I wanted it to arrive before, you know, I could sell them because I was so scared that things would break or something would spill. So I like did this to 8 different friends and they were like, Ayala, this is amazing. Like you're ready to go do it. So I launched in the summer, I think it was June. And I'm so happy to say that I've sold over 200 cake kits, which is awesome for someone.
That's amazing. Oh, I'm so happy. That is amazing.
Thank you. Yeah, it's like, it's my small business.
Everybody needs to go and watch these. It's the best videos ever. It's like I stare at them for hours. It's so good.
Someone told me that they watch them before they go to sleep. It like soothes.
It's really soothing.
They are. which I love that. I was like, oh, maybe I should, you know, like meditate one of these cakes.
You really should like Reiki the cakes and send them over.
But yeah, so that's where that started. And now I always like to test out new flavors and new colors and, you know, like paint on top of it. And these are all things that people can do when they get the cake kit. They each one comes with 3 different colors. So you choose your color. If you choose, let's say purple is a really popular one. I'll always send you like dark purple, light purple, like a lavender and white. So with all those 3, you have so many possibilities and like endless combinations that you can do. You can pour it like from side to side, from the middle and make like a swirl, or you can cover it in white and then with the purple, create a flower using a toothpick, which is kind of what I've been doing lately because it's fun. And you have 4 cakes to do this with. So it's great if you want to do them all by yourself or if you want to share, but sharing is optional.
I thought this idea was genius. Like you need to make this like a COVID birthday activity. It's amazing. So that we have to do this together on live and I will QVC sell the shit out of these for you. I think it's so smart. So I ask everyone this question because I love food and I think food brings people happiness and all sorts of things, but this question gets a little dark. It's if this was your last day on earth, what would your last meal be? Appetizer, entree, dessert.
Oh, I get all 3? Oh, this is great. I was like, just 1? Okay.
No, not just, you get at least 3.
I get 3, okay.
There could be a beverage involved also.
No, I'm good with water. I think I'll go with water. I'll head out with, or yeah, you know, like, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if you're going to make me run a lot when I'm there or something. Like, where am I going is the question. If I'm going to hell, I'm going to need that water. I'm going to need it.
You might need the alcoholic beverage more, though.
Yeah, I was like, maybe a nice glass of wine would be too. Or choose tequila shots are all 3 options. Like, appetizer, entree, dessert, main course, just bring them and then you're happy, like you're automatically good.
Yeah, either way you'll be.
So that's option 1. If tequila's a thing, let's do it just all the way. But food wise, I think as an appetizer, oysters. Yeah, like a half a dozen oysters would be nice, you know, with some lime and that'd be good. And then this is going to be a really weird combination because they're usually things that would probably not be served together.
That's okay. It's your last day. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, exactly. And then I would have like a corn tortilla quesadilla.
You really do like quesadilla?
Yes, I do. With like smashed avocado on top and chipotle sauce. Like the actual chipotle, like not chipotle from here. And then what was my last choice? Dessert. Okay. And for dessert, a good chocolate chip cookie. Like it's crunchy on the outside, but gooey in the middle. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But soft in the middle. Mm-hmm. Those remind me of like middle school cafeteria cookies.
Yes, those. The most basic one you can find, like no need to be fancy. Just like a good chocolate chip cookie. I would be very satisfied to pass on to a new life after that.
I like the way you go. It's a great way to go. Okay, so
you want to join me? You want some of it?
Maybe. Let's see.
Maybe.
Mine was what was my appetizer? It was some sort of seafood. My entree is a chicken parm, and then my dessert is an affogato.
Yeah, those are good. Those are good. Maybe we combine them. We can have from each other's, so that it's like six different things,
right? And have and all the tequila.
Exactly. So we just need a third person to come die with us and order the tequila, and then we're good.
Exactly. I like the way you think. Okay. Thank you so much for being on today. This is all for today's podcast. Thank you for listening, Ariel. Please tell everyone where they can follow you, where they can buy the kits, all of the things.
Thank you. No, honestly, thank you so much for having me.
I missed your face.
I missed you too. I missed you too. And we've been trying to plan this for a while, so I'm happy we finally did it. And please, everyone can go follow me at One Hungry Baker on Instagram, spelled like O-N-E Hungry Baker. And same thing with my website, onehungrybaker.com. And then everything you need to know about me is there.
Oh, and your new website is beautiful, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah, that was a very, really, really fun photo shoot, especially because we had like 14 cakes by the end and we just had to eat them because it was like, it was me, the photographer, and her two kids, and the kids were so happy. They were like, yeah. But that wasn't my problem. I left.
Exactly. That's the best part of like being an aunt or like playing with someone else's kids. You can give them back.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so everyone, thank you. Follow One Hungry Baker. Subscribe to this podcast and follow me at Health Chef Julia.